Market Recap. We're joined by Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. And Randy, an update both in most of the grains and the livestock trade as well. There seems to be a lot happening, whether it's with the weather or geopolitics today.
Yeah, there is. I mean, you know, weather is a big part. I mean, they pulled a little bit more of the rain out of the forecast, or at least lessened the amounts. And, you know, that continues to be some supportive, especially with the heat that they're talking about for the Northern Plains and the Western Corn Belt. So that continues to help support the market. And, of course, logistics for the Black Sea region, or moving wheat through the Black Sea, through the Strait of Hormuz, and then also the Red Sea, all coming in to help give the market some strength here today.
You look at the outside markets. Wall Street's down. They increased what's happening with the 10-year treasuries. Crude's been up. How does that influence what we're seeing both in grains and livestock?
Well, you know, especially, you know, it has a big impact on the livestock side, because as crude oil goes up and the stock market kind of falters a little bit, it has the indication that we could be looking at an increase in interest rates coming just to try to control inflation. That takes away, of course, disposable income from the consumers, and that, of course, means you're going to spend less on other things like expensive beef. So I think that's adding a little bit of pressure to what has been adding a little bit of pressure to the cattle markets. Today, I think we saw more profit-taking and positioning ahead of tomorrow's reports, but for the grain side of things, it helps because it's increasing, you know, the fuel costs, which, you know, right now corn and soybeans are a big part of the biofuels industry.
No doubt. This cash cattle market came down hard from last week. When you look back over the last 30 days, it's not been a rosy time in the cash cattle trade.
No, it hasn't been. You know, we've been seeing a pretty good pullback, you know, and some of that, you know, we're importing a lot more beef right now. We're also a little concerned about, you know, like I said, the economy and whether or not the average consumer can continue to afford buying the higher priced beef, or if they're going to switch over to cheaper protein like the pork or like poultry. So that's been causing a little bit of trouble. And then basically just the funds wanting to liquidate their positions in cattle have really added a lot of pressure.
Appreciate the information. Thanks, Randy.
Yep, thank you.
Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management. That's a market recap here on the Red River Farm Network.